Hey family, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. On this special episode, we're going to talk about something a little bit harder. Fellowship. The fellowship we choose versus the fellowship we need, and why fellowship matters. So today we're going to dive into something that's essential for every believer, but often misunderstood. We're going to talk about why real fellowship matters, why we sometimes pick the wrong kind, and how God calls us to grow together. Let's get started. Now remember, God designed us for fellowship. From the very beginning, God designed us for relationships. Genesis 2, verse 18 says, "It is not good for the man to be alone." Even after salvation, we're not meant to walk alone, because we are the body of Christ, meant to be connected, supported, and growing together. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 reminds us, "Let us consider how we may spur one another towards love, good deeds, and not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another." Now, fellowship isn't just about hanging out. It's an intentional community that strengthens our faith. Now, let's talk about the fellowship we choose. Sometimes we naturally drift towards the fellowship that's comfortable instead of the fellowship that's transformational. The fellowship we choose often looks like this. Here are a couple steps. First, people who always agree with us. Friends who don't challenge our habits or our thinking. Next, environments where it's easy to stay surface level. Next, relationships centered around hobbies, but not around Jesus. Now, comfort-based fellowship might feel good, but doesn't necessarily help us grow. And when life gets hard, surface-level connections aren't enough. We need people who know how to pray with us, stand with us, and remind us of God's promises when we forget. Now, let's talk about the fellowship we need. Fellowship we need looks a lot different. First, it points us back to Christ, not just to comfort. Next, it encourages us to grow, not stay stagnant. Next, it speaks truth in love, even when it's hard to hear. And it walks with us through our struggles, not just our celebrations. Next, it models grace, forgiveness, accountability, and support. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Now, real fellowship sharpens us. It stretches us. It helps us become more like Jesus. Let's talk about why we sometimes avoid real fellowship. Let's be honest, it's not always easy to lean into real fellowship and build those real bonds, because we don't want to be vulnerable with people. We don't want to open up to people. Lots of reasons. Let's talk about them. First, like I said, we were afraid to be vulnerable. Second, we've been hurt before. Third, we don't want nobody to challenge us. We like things the way they are. Next, we're used to being independent. We don't want to rely on anybody. And we're worried about being judged. Well, here's the truth. Isolation is dangerous for our faith. Enemy loves to attack us when we're alone, discouraged, and disconnected. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 reminds us, two are better than one. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. You aren't meant to fight this alone. Now, can we pursue healthy fellowships? Well, a couple steps. First, as I always say, pray for it. Ask God to bring the right people in your life and to make you the right person for others. Second, be intentional. Don't just hope for connections. Pursue it. Join a Bible study group. Reach out to somebody you trust. Three, be willing to go deeper. Move beyond your small talk. Open up to people. Share your heart. Pray together. Encourage each other in the Word. Next, be patient. Real fellowship takes time to build. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a long time to build someone's trust. Five, be courageous. It takes courage to open your life to others, but it's worth it. Now I ask you these questions. This is for you and God. You write them down in your journal if you have it with you. First, ask yourself this. Am I choosing fellowships based on comfort or based on Jesus? Next, who sharpens me in my faith? And last one, who do I sharpen? If you feel alone right now, don't lose hope. God sees you. He's preparing relationships that will strengthen and encourage you in His perfect timing. Let's close out with this prayer. Father, thank you for creating us for community. Forgive us for the times we've settled for surface level connections or choosing isolation over growth. Help us to seek out the fellowships that draw us closer to you. Make us encouragers, truth seekers, and faithful friends. Teach us to love like you love, walk like you walk, and build relationships that glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on this special episode of Bible Study with Chris J. Forgive me for my voice, I'm still battling this cold, but I appreciate you sticking with me. And today's episode spoke to you. Share it with someone who might need encouragement, because, be honest, we all do. And remember, you were never meant to walk this life alone. Until next time, stay connected, stay rooted, stay prayed up, and for me, stay praised up. I like my music. And stay connected to the people God placed in your life. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. Have a great day.